Patricia Croft is an artist. She moved to the Friendly City from Rhode Island to volunteer for AmeriCorps. Now she directs the Children's Museum of the Ohio Valley.
When I moved here in 2009, there were very few people in the 30-ish age range. So when we did find someone in our age group and even had the same interest as us, we kind of like lassoed them in and said like, you can't leave me, I need you. And then after a while, they kind of doubled and multiplied and tripled. And now we go places and we see lots of young people that I don't even know.
Jake Dougherty was born in Wheeling. He came back after college as an AmeriCorps to work on downtown redevelopment with the Wheeling National Heritage Area. Now he's the director of Reinvent Wheeling, a cross-sector partnership that creates and supports activities downtown.
I think that what's happening generationally right now is really fascinating. There's a clear difference in the idea of what is opportunity. You know, opportunity to the younger generations, I don't think is a job. It's about having the platform in which you can create your own way. That's what's really special about Wheeling right now is that there might not be a collection of jobs that you can just come in and have, but there's definitely the potential and the assets to build upon to create your own life.
Danny Swan came to Wheeling for college and never left. He's one of the founders of the city's urban agriculture movement, which turns vacant city lots into fertile gardens.
I think what attracts me is what repels a lot of other people. I really like the opportunity that is there as a result of other things having left. So steel and coal and other things on the downhill. And now there's lots of properties available. There's lots of vacant space, places where dreams can grow.
Brian Wilson and Stephanie Wright are part of Wheeling's Young Preservationist Movement. He's from Wheeling, she's from Philadelphia, and together, they're restoring an abandoned home in East Wheeling. Early on, Brian took Stephanie on dates in the city to explore their common passion, old buildings.
Then one of the first things he asked me to do was to kind of meet him in Wheeling one night. He was going to show me around and kind of this town that he was so proud of and some of his favorite spots to go and kind of explore. And
and by favorite spots you mean abandoned condemned buildings and caves.
Yes.
Ronald Scott Jr. was born and raised in East Wheeling and works as a counselor for at-risk youth in the neighborhood. He founded the African American Students Association, an academic club, and The Movement, a local hip-hop collective.
I think right now in Wheeling there is a sense of hope that's going along with all the changes and improvements that folks are making around here. But unfortunately, I think it's a lot tougher to see all that hope that everybody else is feeling and momentum when you're poor in the area, especially young and poor. Hope is a luxury that a lot of them aren't afforded. And so as much hope as there is in the city, when you're a young, poor person in this area, it just isn't for you. It's almost like watching a TV show.
Glenn Elliott left a job at a high-powered law firm in Washington, D.C. to return home to Wheeling. Soon after, he met and fell in love with the Professional Building, a six-story Victorian masterpiece of carved granite sitting vacant in the heart of downtown. Glenn's now restoring it one floor at a time.
Ever since buying this building, I've done a lot of research in the old Wheeling newspapers. The building was built in 1891, and I've just scoured all sorts of newspaper entries from that time. And the one thing you notice when you read those stories is the boundless optimism. It almost jumps off the page. Buildings were going up, it seemed like every month in the city. New houses were being built, and new buildings, and railway stations were being built, and bridges. And what you get off the page when you read those stories is a sense that anything can happen here. I want to see newspaper stories today expressing that same optimism. I don't want to see any more cynicism, and I don't want to hear that we can't do anything.
Angela Zambito Hill's family came to Wheeling from Sicily in the early 1900s. Many generations of Zambitos have owned businesses in the city, and Angela now carries on that tradition. She recently opened Wheeling Brewing Company in the Center Market District of Wheeling.
I think the future of downtown Wheeling is a mecca of arts, culture, small business, entrepreneurism. And I think we're starting to see it in, this where we are today in Center Market. It's truly a testimony of small businesses coming together and creating an atmosphere that tourists are attracted to, that young professionals certainly want to hang out in. And I think that's the future movement of downtown as a whole.
Once again, Stephanie Wright.
You know, Wheeling is, it's just on, you know, the brink of so much change and so much positive change where, you know, for generations, you know, Wheeling has been a changing and evolving city, but it's been on the decline. And I think for the first time in, you know, most people's lives, it's, you know, changing for the better.
For West Virginia Public Radio and What's Next West Virginia, I'm Catherine Moore in Wheeling.